What's up, everybody, and thank you for listening to Mastering the Mindset. My name is Darius Dotch, and I'm an actor, hip-hop artist, and fitness and life coach. And I'm here to personally help you train and improve your mindset so that you can, one, become the best version of yourself mentally, and two, gain focus and motivation to be able to take action and achieve the success in life that you want and deserve. Before we get started, please like and subscribe to my channel, and at the end of this episode, if you liked it, please share it with a friend or a loved one or someone who would benefit from hearing this message. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm ready to go on this journey with you, and that journey begins now. All right, and welcome back to another episode. Man, thank y'all so much for being here. If you are listening to me via podcast, please leave a review. And if you are watching on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe. Both things are greatly appreciated, and both things will help me greatly. So thank you. Now, let's go ahead and get started. So we have covered a lot of topics on here. And if you're like me and you've been at least trying to apply some of these things in life, then you should without a doubt be seeing some growth. And that's exactly what I'm touching on today, which is growth and how do we get more growth and why it's so critical in our lives. And there's this very dramatic sounding quote I came across that says, you're either growing or you're dying. And as dramatic as that sounds, there is some truth behind that. You're either green and growing or you're brown and dying. It's part of nature. It's part of the human experience. And unfortunately, too many times people get comfortable and they become stagnant. We get stagnant and we wonder why we're not happy. And I truly believe the path to growth, the path to true happiness, to true fulfillment is always to be growing, always to be changing, evolving, always chasing that better version of ourselves. And that process should be happening on a daily basis. And actually, it is nature. Literally, what do I mean? So your body has 37 trillion cells. 37 trillion. Now think about this. Your body replaces cells every second. Your body replaces 810,000 cells every second. That's almost hard to wrap my mind around. 810,000 cells every second are being replaced by your body. That means that just in the time you've been listening to me talk, several millions of cells have been replaced inside of you. Old cells are dying, new cells are replacing those old cells. You're growing and changing all the time, constantly, even though we don't feel it in our bodies. We're growing and replacing ourselves on a constant basis. Your digestive system, it replaces itself every 4 days. Your lung tissue, it replaces itself every 8 days. Every year, 10% of your skeleton replaces itself. Every single part of your body is replacing itself all the time. So think about this. What this means is that every 10 years, you're literally a completely different person. If 10% of your skeleton replaces itself every year and everything else is being replaced way faster, in 10 years, that body of yours is going to be a completely different one. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to just be a different person on a cellular level, tongue twister, in 10 years. I want to be different mentally and successfully as well. And for this to happen, we need to be growing and changing other areas of our lives as well. And it definitely needs to be happening in our minds, right? The pathway to happiness is growth. All the time. All the time. All the time, the pathway to happiness is growth. In order to grow the external part of our lives, in order to grow our identities, our happiness, and our confidence, we have to be aware of the need to grow mentally and in our mindsets. So let's talk about it. So I believe that every year you should be a different version of you. If you look back a year from now and compare yourself, you should, without a doubt, see some growth. And if you don't, you shouldn't be comfortable with that. That should be something for you to evaluate, because too many times, even though our skeleton is replacing itself by 10%, even though our lung tissue is replaced every 8 days, our digestive system, we don't replace ourselves with the next best version of ourselves. And then there becomes a certain age, an age that's different for everybody, but an age that the versions of yourself start to be the same. Let's say the 18-year-old version of you, that version is almost exactly like the 19-year-old version. Or was it 26 and you're almost identical to the 23-year-old version of you? Or the 35-year-old you looks exactly like the 29-year-old you. And the process of growth, it begins to slow down. And a lot of times it stops altogether. And when we stop replacing ourselves every year, we get stagnant and we never change. We never grow. We have to get to the place where growth is an addiction for you. Let me say that again. We have to get to the place where growth is an addiction for you. How many times have we done or said this? And I know I have. You get presented some kind of information or some situation presents itself to you that will no doubt help you grow, but it requires you to put in some work. And you say stuff like, yeah, I'll look into that. Oh, yeah, I should do that. Or, okay, I'll see. Or, yeah, you're right. I should go ahead and get around to doing that. We've said it. We've all done it. See, we like to grow, but every time we don't make it a priority, we don't make it an urgency, we don't get there. It's impossible to. And it all comes back to that quote. You're either growing or you're dying. Just like you didn't know about all the ways your body grows and replaces itself, you should be growing as well. You need to grow, and it needs to become an intention of yours. It needs to become an obsession. You can't always acquire and get what you want. That new house, that new car, that relationship, that job. Some of those things you can't control. But what you can control and acquire is the next version of you. And that requires being uncomfortable. That requires growth. That requires a conscious effort. That requires putting in some work. Just like being in the gym. Think about working out. To build muscle, you have to intentionally break your muscles down. You have to make your muscles uncomfortable for periods at a time. Think about those times when you work out. Do you think if you go to the gym and you work out from home, that if you're comfortable the entire time, you will see growth? That's literally impossible. No, you have to break those muscles down to build them back up again to get that growth. And this is true in life. You know, sometimes we have to take a step backwards. It may get uncomfortable, just like in the gym, just like on those last few reps. It may start to hurt. It gets really uncomfortable, but we know that when we are hurting, we're growing. If it's not hurting, then you're not growing. And we understand that concept without having to put much thought into it. And it's also true that when it comes to our identity, our confidence, our life, it has to be hurting at least a little bit in order to be growing. So we have to run towards that pain, not away from it. We can't be comfortable in life and grow. That is literally impossible. And this particular podcast episode is a real-time example of that. And I know you probably can hear a difference in my the quality of this podcast, and I'll get to that in just a second. But I didn't do a podcast episode last week, which I had a very good reason to. I was in Tech Week for the show I'm in right now. And if you know about Tech Week, it is long. It's tiresome. You sit in a dark theater for 10, 11 hours a day. And the show I'm in has a lot of technical elements to it. So we literally needed every last second of tech rehearsal, even on the day of opening night. And I was exhausted. And mentally, it would not have been good for me to try and push through and get you a podcast. So I gave myself grace for my own sake in the long run. But the moment I just had with myself just now, so I had a show yesterday, and I'm recording this on a Monday, and I'm in Chicago for a performance for a different theater company, for Penumbra Theater, and that's tomorrow. And I'm actually in a hotel room right now, so the quality may suffer a little bit, but I wanted to get this to you. So I fly out tomorrow after my show, and I go straight from the venue to the airport, and I have a student matinee early the next morning, early Wednesday morning. And on the plane ride here, I started working on music, which, by the way, I have some sneak previews for you. So stick around to the end and I'll let you hear something that nobody else has heard before. And so I'm working on a song and I'm cooking. I mean, I'm surprising myself lyrically. And then I get to the hotel and I'm like, oh, man, I do not feel like recording this damn podcast. And the moment or thought I had to myself is, Dutch, you are literally living a life you pray for. You're traveling and performing. You're in a show back in Minnesota. You're creating music. You have the podcast. This is your dream. Now, am I where I want to be at with it all? Like where I ultimately want to be? No, but how will I ever get there? How will I build up that muscle when the projects and the performances get bigger and bigger? Do the damn podcast, Dutch. Just do it. And it's not like I have to work today, right? I'm in this hotel room and I don't got to be anywhere until tomorrow at 2 p.m. So I'm going to do the podcast. and hopefully finish writing that song. I'm going to shower, watch TV, and just be proud of myself that that's an area of growth that I'm able to recognize and learn from and take advantage of. So anyway, let's keep it moving. So how do we grow? Ask yourself this. In the last week, last month, last year, how many uncomfortable situations have you put yourself in? How many uncomfortable situations have you put yourself in that challenged you, that grew you, that pushed you to get you to that next level of who you are? Are you under the illusion that you can acquire these external things you want, the new car, the house, the growth, the goals, the career, the marriage, the things that you want without growing who you are? You could not be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, if you did happen to get those things, understand that the power of identity is real. If you got those things, without growing yourself, you will lose those things. Think about all the celebrities who have the world given to them, especially the ones who strike lightning in the bottle, right? The quote unquote overnight successes. How many times have we seen them not be able to handle it? How many times are celebrities in the news because they just can't handle all the things that have been given to them? They didn't grow. People think money would change you. It doesn't. Money makes you even more of who you already are. Same thing for athletes. How many times are they in the news for doing some crazy, wild incident and you see it on your timeline? You're like, how in the hell are they making these stupid choices? It's simple. They can't handle it because they haven't grown. They haven't grown. And I think about me being in college and playing football. Man, so many dudes came through that program and couldn't make it because they couldn't handle the responsibility of being a college athlete. They would go out partying and drinking, and a lot of them would flunk out of school because they literally couldn't handle having a scholarship, being committed to a football, being committed to the football team and to school at the same time. No, the partying consumed them. They couldn't handle it, and they got kicked out of school, kicked off the team, and ended up leaving and going back home. And some of those dudes were extremely talented. Man, one of those guys should be an NFL kicker right now, the best kicker I have ever seen in real life on the football field with me. And he didn't even make it to his junior year. My point is, if you were to acquire the things you really want without growing yourself, you will eventually lose it. Because they aren't congruent with who you are as a person. So evaluate yourself this last week, this last month. How many times, how much have you put yourself in those uncomfortable situations to help you grow? And that could be a number of different ways, right? Putting yourself in positions that you're not completely prepared for, especially if you're a perfectionist, or being uncomfortable by putting in some extra time after work, right? We all want to come home and relax, but let's be real. If you're relaxing, you're not growing. And I get it. You're tired, work is hard, but that's the life. Don't use the excuse of work, because you better believe there are people out there who are busting their butts and getting things done at an elite level. And one of the realest things I heard Steve Harvey say was that if you want to be a millionaire, you can't sleep 8 hours a night. If you want to be successful and make a lot of money and get ahead in life, you can't sleep 8 hours a night. And that is literally a third of your life. How would you expect to get ahead in life if you are asleep for a third of it? And I know what you're thinking. 8 hours is what's healthy. It is what the body needs. I'm not saying that you should never get eight hours of sleep. What I'm saying is you have to have the mentality that sometimes you're going to have to be uncomfortable and lose some sleep to achieve certain things. Just like a CEO or somebody who is super successful, a business owner, they know that if they live on the West Coast, they can't wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, because for folks on the East Coast, the stock market already been open for 3 hours and decisions are being made. They can't afford to be waking up at 8:30. And that's how we have to look at growth. Being uncomfortable is part of that process. Being tired, putting in extra hours, putting yourself in situations you normally wouldn't be in if you were comfortable, like having anxiety and fear of public speaking. If you've never done it, or you only do it when you absolutely have to, of course, you ain't gonna be good at it. Of course, it's gonna be terrifying. But what do you think would happen if you worked at it? Over time, you will get more comfortable with it. And we put children through this exact same growth process. They get put in situations that challenge them and make them uncomfortable. Every day in math, they learn something new. They have to read in front of the class. Every year in Spanish, they learn new words. It's a constant at school, especially if they're in sports. They're in situations that challenge them, that make them uncomfortable, and it grows them. And as adults, we start to avoid these circumstances and challenges, and we grow at a way slower pace. So the second thing you should be doing is feeding your mind. And I've talked about this a lot on here, and I bring it up again because it's really important. What books are you reading? What podcasts are you listening to? You're already on a good track with this one, but what things are you learning? What are you reading online? Do you only follow celebrities and funny cat videos and funny cat pages, or do you follow those pages that give you knowledge and insight? The more you feed your mind, the more your outlook on life will change, and it'll be an advantage because you know things that you didn't used to. And I pride myself on that. You guys, anybody that knows me, I have a lot of random knowledge in my brain, and it's because I make it a point to learn about as many things as possible. And what happens is your conversations are different when they need to be. And yes, I have a certain way I talk around my family, my friends, especially my homeboys, but certain rooms that you walk in, they require you to speak in a certain way, and you have to be mentally prepared for those situations. And feeding your mind will find you so much perspective on life and many other things that in the long run, the decisions you make, the habits you pick up will serve you way better. There is literally only good that can come from knowing and learning many, many things. And the third thing is, and I mentioned this one before too, who you associate with. There is an incredible power to who you hang around. And to grow, you have to have at least that one friend that you look up to. That one friend that when you're around them, you feel the need to step up your game. Because who you hang around is very indicative of who you are. There's this saying that if you want to know who you'll be like 10 years from now, look around you. It'll be the average of the people you spend the most time with. And this is true. Think about the people you hang out with the most. I know it's definitely true for me. My best friends are also actors. We're pretty much in the same stratosphere as far as where we are in life. And I know I've been motivating them. They see me putting in so much work on myself. And they've even told me, like, yeah, you motivated me to start waking up earlier. Or you motivated me to start being more serious with my workouts. And all I did was be myself. It ain't like I've been preaching to them about this kind of stuff. No, they just see me, what I'm doing, and it's compelled them to take action. And that's what would happen if you spend time around those folks you feel like are on a higher level than you. And what I'm not telling you to do is compare yourself. Let me say it again. I'm not telling you to compare yourself. What I'm saying is those folks should motivate you. They should motivate you to want to put that work in to grow. Friends that make you want to level up, right? So who are those people that you can add to your group of friends? And the last thing we need to grow is momentum. We need momentum. Once we get started, we have to keep fueling that fire. Momentum is the reason why people's New Year's resolutions always fall apart by April. They don't maintain that momentum. They think that once they start towards that goal, they can just coast and they eventually get there. Nope, that's not how growth works. Yeah, you might start out fast and strong, but eventually you will slow down. And those are the times when you have to manufacture that momentum. You have to keep feeding that fire. You have to find different ways to motivate yourself when the old ways just ain't working. If you build up that momentum, it will carry you towards your growth. It will help you. Those opportunities for growth will start presenting themselves. And if you have that momentum, you can recognize it and snatch it. So figure out how to build up that momentum. Stack up those days that you get everything done on your to-do list. Have those moments where you tell yourself one more rep for everything, not just working out, but in life. If you read 2 chapters, make it 3. If you decide to study for 2 hours, make it 2.5. If you respond to 15 emails, make it 20. That's the kind of momentum that will propel you and magnify your growth. Get those small wins. Too many times we want the big goals and we try to achieve it all at once. Stack those small wins and keep stacking them, and they will give you that momentum you need. So again, you're either growing or you're dying. Sounds grim, but we absolutely cannot get stagnant. Being stagnant will no doubt kill your dreams. It'll kill your ambition, and you'll end up being the same person you were last year. And I really don't want that for myself, but I really don't want that for you. So let's get it in and let's put in this work and let's see some growth. So like I said, I do have some music for you that has not been released yet. I'm going to play that at the end of my last little ask. And I ask you to please subscribe and like if you're on YouTube. Also, please make a donation. This podcast is donation driven. All donations are greatly appreciated, and it makes this podcast possible. And again, if you are listening on a podcast, please leave me a review. It really, really helps me. All right. So let's get it in. Here goes your unreleased song. Yes, yes. Yes. Look. I decided to take a leap of faith, and I never landed. I'm fly as a bird, I'm high as a bird, and highly favored. But it wasn't my time to shine, so I waited my turn. Sat back and observed, yeah, and I got to work. And before I sign on your dotted line, put some respect on my check, yeah. Cause I know my worth, out of a munch only what I deserve. I ride that beat like I ride in a hearse. I buy the bag of beat, boy, I come with this heat. You might need to earn, I let it burn. And as long as my family proud, I'm sitting here laughing. Just like my daddy, cause we go grind, you know we go work. Long as he proud of me, that's all that matter. But all your chit-chatter, but it's not my concern. Never no negative words from her. She probably salty because she got curved. You probably thought he was finished and done. You started to doubt me, I promise it made me go hard as ever. Open the night, I gotta buy me an opening fit, man. I hope I don't splurge. I'm reaching heights, I know eventually I gotta fall. I hope it don't hurt. Hoping I don't stay down on the bottom, I hope I return. It's opening night. Hoping I go to bed or wake up tomorrow, like over the night. Hoping you're not trying to argue with me, dog. You know what you write. Ain't seen her in a while, she know what's on sight. She know that I'm busy as soon as I finally get that day off. She get the whole night. Almost time, this is the night. Clear my mind, I'm finna get right.
Yes, yes.
Hoping I shine, they dimming the lights.
Yes.
Wish I could give you this feeling, I promise this shit is the best. I got this weight on my chest, I'm pushing it off me. Promise you, that's not a flex.
Yes, yes.
Damn, but you gotta be so analytic. All you gotta say is you don't get it. Out here acting like a critic.
Yes.
I'm done trying to prove to y'all that I've been gifted. Half of y'all ain't know I existed. Now my name be selling tickets.
Yes.
I'm thankful to myself, I stay committed. And I'm sorry if I've been distant. I hope you don't get it twisted. I don't have hate in my spirit. I only hate flying spirit. Open the night and we've been sipping. I hope I'm still coherent.
Yes.
Standing ovation, a big celebration. Pick up your libation, I'm making a toast. I put in hours and hours perfecting my craft and make sure I give you the most. I make it look easy, but trust and believe me, if you tried to beat me, I know you would choke. I don't wanna settle, I wanna do better. A whole nother level, I'm talking about growth. It's open tonight and not enough space to type the way I feel in this post. Think about friends and all the parties I missed and places that I couldn't go. Sorry, but I gotta miss it, I'll be there in spirit. Damn, I feel like a ghost. I hit the stage and I float.